The following audio is from Hope Hill Church. To learn more about Hope Hill Church, please visit hopehillchurch.org.
My name is John. I'm the pastor here at Hope Hill Church, and I say this often. Today is not a normal day, but it seems to never be a normal day at Hope Hill Church. So just get used to it. So we're glad you're here today. We are taking a pause in our regularly scheduled program to honor our graduates, to thank God for what he's done in their lives and in the families' lives that are represented by them. And we want to pour into them, encourage them, bless them, and we want to give some of them a chance to speak to you from their own lives and what God has done in their lives up to this time. And then in a little bit, you get a special privilege. You get to hear from one of our recent graduates as he challenges us all with a message from the book of Joshua today. Again, if you're visiting with us, welcome. We hope you come back another Sunday and join us. And again, if you're visiting or just want to learn more about us, I'd love to catch up with you. There's not a lot of time on a Sunday morning for us to really talk and have conversation. I'd love to catch up over a cup of coffee or meet you at your place of employment. If you get a lunch break, I'll drive to you. I'd love to meet you and answer whatever questions you might have about our church and about what God's doing through us and how you can possibly be a part of it. If God is leading you to plug into this family, then we'd love to help you get connected. All right, so let me segue us into why we're here today. This is a special day because of those seated up here on this front row. These are our graduates for this year. Let's hear it for our graduates right now. You'll get to hear from a few of them in just a moment, but before we do that, I want to just say a special prayer, a blessing over them. Will you guys join me as we pray? Father God, I thank you so much for each and every one of these graduates sitting here. We pray that as you lead them from this stage of life to the next, that you would help them to have their eyes and their hearts on you. We pray, God, that as you lead them, that they would, in obedience, follow you each and every step of the way. I pray that the message that they're about to hear would seek in deeply and help lead them into the next phase of life. And God, the blessings that you pour into their lives, help them to discover how to turn them back around and use them to bless others that you will surround them with. God, be with them. We thank you for them. We thank you for the things you've led them through from this point up to this point. And we pray that you continue just to help shape and mold and make them into the beautiful young men and women you've created them to be. God, we thank you for the families that have been supporting them, the friends, the extended loved ones who have been pouring into them, and let them know that we will continue to be here for them as they take steps and discover the new chapter in life. In your name we pray for all of these things. Amen. Amen. Before Jared comes, a few of our graduates have shared with us that they want to share with you a few words from their heart. So which one of you is first? All right, let's hear it for Bailey.
So thanks to my dad, most of you know my story. But for those of you who don't, let me start by saying that according to the doctors, I shall not be able to stand before you today. In fact, I wouldn't be able to walk, talk, or have thoughts of my own. I suffered from oxygen deprivation during my birth and was diagnosed with cerebral palsy and brain damage by 18 months of age. By 6 weeks of age, I was in physical therapy 5 days a week. My parents took the baby dedication seriously and asked the church for prayers on my behalf from the day that I was born. When I took my first steps at 22 months of age, my parents told me that the church stood up and applauded, praising God for what he had done. When I was finally able to read by second grade, my church supported me once again, praising God for what he had done in my life. My story is not about overcoming or being strong or working hard. My story is about relying on the people who God has placed in my life. I have reached a point many times where I felt like giving up, where the work was too hard for me, where the papers were too long. I have felt anxious and depressed in the darkest times. Many times I was willing to walk away from the possibility of graduating high school. But God kept putting people in my path to encourage, guide me, and teach me. He has never let me down, and he has surrounded me with people who have loved me. My hope today is that we all understand the scripture, 2 Corinthians 12:9-11, He said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in the weakness. Therefore, I will boast more gladly about my weakness, so that God's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sakes, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, when I am weak and strong." I graduated from Christ Chapel Academy with a 3.7 GPA, not because I'm the smartest or most capable, but because I am weak and Christ has made me strong. I thank God for my church family and for the teachers who have cared for me and helped me and rejoiced with me for what God has done in my life.
And who's next? Faith.
I'd like to say that senior year is crazy for everyone. I personally know that my life has been crazy, especially this year. In the midst of my hectic life, God provides. He provides people that care for me, who love me, and want to help me. I'm blessed to have such a deep love surrounding me. A Bible verse that a friend told me, shared with me, that helped me get through struggles and trials I have is Romans 8:18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Although it is hard for me to believe in this verse sometimes, I trust that God will make my life into a beautiful story to help others know God's love. I want to thank everyone who has always been there for me and loving me, and you guys have, the whole church has really impacted me in my life, so I don't know what I'd do without you.
Was there anyone else before we bring Jared up? Okay. All right. It's my privilege to be able to introduce to you guys one of our recent graduates who was a part of our youth group from the beginning of Hope Hill Church just 5 years ago, 4 years ago, however long it's been. 2010, so almost 5 years. And he's now just completed his freshman year of college, and he's serving with us this summer as one of our interns. So, Jared, I invite you to come up and share what God has laid in your heart. So, thank you, Jared.
Hey! Hey, everybody. How you doing? Congratulations. As you know, I'm Jared. So, today, first, congratulations to the graduates. Good job. This is a great accomplishment. Yeah! Jeez. It's almost a year ago. Okay, so today we'll be going over Joshua chapters 1, 3, and 4. I'm really just going to focus on you guys, so I won't be looking around. And to give a little background, the Lord, Moses has just died at the beginning of this chapter, and the Lord is telling Joshua to lead the Israelites through the Jordan River, and with these verses, we'll get into it. So, Chapter 1, verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses." In these first few verses, God is already telling Joshua that he has a future plan, and a future he's ready to deliver for him and the Israelites. The same thing can be said for you all. He has a future that he's willing to lead you all through, and you just have to trust in him and let him lead you. So, if you drop down to verse 7, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or the left, that you may be successful wherever you go." Verse 8, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." So if you go back up to verse 7, it says, "Do not turn from the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go." That easily means keep God in front of you. Make sure that he is the focus in all your decisions and what you're making, because he will lead you to be successful. It says it right here in verse 8, "Then you will be prosperous and successful." tell you. Verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. An easy thing to do in starting this new chapter of your life is to be afraid. And if you know this community, all these people that are here for you, your family and friends, you've got God, there's no reason to be afraid. He has a plan for you. Yes, it will be tough. It might not seem like he's there all the time. But when you guys are in pain, he's in pain also. Because you guys are his sons and daughters. We all are. So, if I go into my own story, I know Miss Brandy was talking about it earlier today. Last August, I'm going to go to specific time. Last August at ODU, I just finished orientation, hugging my parents, saying all our goodbyes, everything. And like right when they run around the corner, bawled out, started crying. It was terrible. So bad. I was in the middle of campus trying to walk back to my door and people walking by just seeing me crying. The whole Old Dominion University sign, while I was waiting to cross the street, I was just sitting there crying. It was terrible. I was so sad. So I went back to my dorm, and by then I was good. Not crying, looking for people, but everybody was moving in with their families, or like my roommate, I don't know where he was. He was gone for like 2 days. He never even explained. I have no idea. I was upset. I wasn't mad at God, but I was upset at the situation. Because I felt like he led me to be there. He wanted me to see my purpose there, and I just couldn't see it at the time. And so, it took a long time, months and months, but I realized what he put me there to do was grow. Throughout the first 4 years of high school, the only 4 years of high school, okay, throughout high school, I had this youth group, and I had the people here to support me and help me, and he took me out of my comfort zone, because he knew I would grow. He put me in a situation where I could be responsible for myself. I could lean on him. God will do the same thing with you all. Maybe not take you away from this group. You can always rely on this group. But he will put you in situations where he wants you to grow, where he wants you to be prosperous. Like he says back in verse, oh, prosperous, verse 8, look at that. Well, so if you go on to chapter, if we go on to chapter 3, verse 3, giving orders to the people, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the Levitical priests carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 2,000 cubits between you and the Ark. Do not go near it. Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Okay. Verse 4 is a big one. But keep a distance of about 2,000 cubits between you and the ark. Do not go near it. Let God lead you. Don't try to get ahead of him and just make your own decisions without relying on him. He wants to see you be successful, and he can lead you there. He can lead you to your future. But you just have to trust him. You have to let him. Let him. Verse 5, Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, sanctify yourselves. For tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Okay. Show of hands. Anybody here know what consecrate or sanctify means? Anybody? Some of you do in the back? So it's mostly just me that doesn't get it? Okay. That's cool. John told me, sanctify. Set yourselves apart. God wants you to set yourselves apart because he has a specific purpose for you. He just needs you to trust in him and lead him to it. I mean, you've all graduated or soon to graduate. Tomorrow. It'll be great. There we go. Anyway, you guys are going to graduate soon or have graduated. And you need to know that God is with you throughout each step. It might not always be the easiest thing to trust him, but it's what you need to do. He loves you. He's been here for you. He's led you through this whole entire way to your graduation. He can lead you in life. So, if you go on to chapter 4, if we start off chapter 4, the Lord has just told Joshua to pick 12 men out of the tribe of the Israelites. And starting with verse 3, God says, Joshua says, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priests are standing, and carry it over with you, and put them down at the place where you stay tonight. So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and said to them, go over before the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of tribes of the Israelites. Verse 6, to serve as a sign among you in the future when your children ask you, what do these stones mean? Tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. And across the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are meant to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. The diplomas you all get for graduation, let those be your memorials. Share them with kids, family. You don't have kids yet. You know what I mean. Kids or family. Let them know about the journey you've all been through. Let them know how God has led you to in your future, in your life. Alright. If you all would join me in prayer and bow your heads. Ooh, by the Jesus. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for these graduates, for allowing their family and friends to come support them. Thank you for letting us see them, letting me personally see them grow in these last few years, and we're so excited for what the future holds for them, and we know that you will be there to lead them. In your name we pray. Amen.
Let's hear it for Jared. Thank you, Jared. Sharing with you a couple thoughts, just bouncing off some of the things that Jared shared. What I love about this story that Jared, well, first of all, we were at graduation a week ago, and the back of CCA's, program for the night had the key verse, Joshua 1, 8 through 9. And it was to be strong and courageous, to be careful to obey the law my servant gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. What I love about this story is that as Joshua has now been challenged to lead the Israelites into this promised land, there's something in front of them. What was that something according to the verse that Jared just read? What was in front of them, keeping them from being able to take a hold of the promised land? A river, a Jordan River at flood stage. It wasn't just a normal river. It was a river that was overflowing. And what was significant about this is 40 years earlier, these kids who were getting ready to cross this Jordan River heard about their moms and dads and their grandpas going through a river before, the Red Sea. And they had heard and thought, oh, that's so cool that God did that for them. But now it wasn't just a story, it was real life. And God was saying, I want you to go there, but you're going to have to get through this obstacle. Young man and ladies, as you get ready to cross this Jordan River, God is leading you. I want you to be encouraged that even when you see a wall or a river in front of you, don't think, oh, God must have led us the wrong way. There's something in front of us. He surely couldn't have meant for us to have to deal with this struggle. Many times God will lead you through challenges and struggles to prepare you for the next. After they cross this river, if any of you know the story, do they go in and just inhabit the land and have peace and paradise? What's next? The city of what? Jericho. There's an enemy waiting. As soon as they get through this struggle, there's the next. But what I loved about this story is that the Israelites who were carrying the ark was the symbol of God's presence in their life. As the ark led them, they were to follow. The ark went and stood in the river. As everybody crossed, God says, I'm going to stand in your trial and struggle with you. I'm not going to abandon you and leave you. When it gets hard, when it gets rough, I'm going to help you through it. And as soon as they were all through it, he told them to pick up stones, like that diploma you're holding. He said, remember what I did for you. As I helped you, I will help your children. And as I helped you through this struggle, I'm going to help you get through the next, because Jericho was right there, not far. God has taken you this far, and he's ready to take you the next step. You just got to keep your eyes on him and be obedient as he leads you. If you follow, you will be prosperous and successful wherever you go. Be strong, even in the midst of tragedy, in the midst of defeat, in the midst of struggle, in the midst of challenges, let God lead you through those Jordan rivers, through those walls of Jericho. Many times as Christians, we say, God, give us an open door, but sometimes God wants us to bust through a wall, like he did the city of Jericho. So don't let challenges and obstacles keep you from reaching the dreams he's giving you. All right? All right. And for those of the rest of us, there are lessons to be learned for all of us. God is leading us all through stages and chapters in our life. He's bringing you through challenges and struggles right now, I believe, to simply prepare you for the next. And what was really cool, if you read the end of chapter 4, he said, not only take hold of those stones to remember what I did for you, but when other people ask you what those stones mean, let them know that I am your loving God. I'm a God to be feared, but I'm a God involved in your life. And let them see who I am. As we lean on God and tell the stories of what God has done in our life, others will see those stories and come to know and glorify our Father in heaven. So if you're sitting here today and you don't know about this God, maybe you were just kind of drugged to church because this graduate said, no, I'm graduating. They're recognizing me. You have to come. My hope is that while you've been here today, you've experienced the love of God. And I want you to know, because of that cross, Jesus coming down to this earth, taking our sins upon himself, giving up his life in our place, that he's made it possible for all of us to call on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords of our own, as our own Savior. And if you've never called out to him today, this moment, you can give your heart to Jesus and ask him to come in and change your life forever. And if you've already given your heart, hopefully this challenge that Jared presented and the words you've heard from our graduates have challenged you to look back at what God's taken you through and what he's preparing you for and your next steps. Let me pray for us. Let us remember that we are called to live a life of worship in remembrance of what Christ did for us. Let us think about what God's led us through up to this moment. And let us remember with gratefulness that none of this would be possible if Christ did not put himself in our place and take our sins upon himself. So as you think about these things, I pray that you would get your heart right with God. If something shared this morning has touched your heart and you want to pray about something in your life, if you have given your heart to Jesus, if you want to rededicate your life, then I'd love to pray with you just about whatever it is that God has placed on your heart. And let us join you as brothers and sisters in Christ, lifting you up for the next steps. God, move among us now. Thank you for what you've already done in our life and what you're preparing us for in the next steps. We worship you now. Let us remember what you've done for us as you're preparing us for what's next. In your name we pray. Amen.